About Our History by Catherine Skivers. My article entitled 75 Years and Counting was in the last issue of the BC. Here are four corrections to that piece. 1. Robert W. Campbell, the second president of CCB, was never Dr. Campbell. I'm not sure how his promotion got into my article after all these years. If Bob were still here, he would probably say, "You do things like that sometimes, Kathy." 2. When some of us left the council to form the Associated Blind of California, later known as the American Council of the Blind of California, our magazine was first called the ABC Digest, and when the name changed, it became the ACBC Digest. At no time did we ever call it the American Council of the Blind of California, or anything else. It was always identified by the letters just described here. 3. Most of you who know Lon Sumner and were around when he was assistant editor of the Council Bulletin know, page 13, that his name was not Ron. I'm glad to tell you that he and his family are alive and well. This is particularly true since a month or so ago their mobile home burned completely to the ground. Everything they had was destroyed, but thank God they were all able to get out safely. They have moved into a duplex, and Lon says that he believes this is probably where they will stay. He is very thankful for the assistance he has gotten from his family, the Red Cross and others. I know we all wish them well. 4. Our longtime member Melvin Kahn does not spell his name Cone, as it appeared in my article. I'm not sure how that one happened. I've known Mel for more than 50 years, and knew how to spell his name since the first day, but then I suppose, after that length of time, things can happen. Mel is a member of the Alameda Lions Club, and, of course, a valued member of the Bayview chapter. It's very hard to find exactly what to put articles that I'm trying to do about our history in each of our blind Californian issues. I have said before that you would be reading the California story, and I feel it's important for you to see some notes from an executive session that followed the election of the California Council in 1959. In discussing this with the chair of the Publications Committee and others on the History Committee, of which she happens to be a member, we will be asking the editor to make space available in the fall issue of the BC to include these two items. Both of them will come to about 16 Braille pages. I think the value of this information is that it discusses what happened 50 years ago when many leaders of the council left it. The California story, of course, was an article written by me as editor of the Council Bulletin. It was widely circulated with some interesting results. The notes in the second article were taken by Fern Pritchard, who later became Mrs. Fitzpatrick. She was Alan Jenkins' secretary, and she took the, page 14, notes of the special executive session for the council. She is in our Hall of Fame today. At the time she took the minutes of the meeting, she didn't belong to an organization of the blind. In time she belonged to the Associated Blind of California and was one of its most highly respected and loved members. Many of you who attended the Orientation Center in Albany will probably remember her. Some might wonder why these articles should be published. I believe the value will be to let us know how it was that such a dynamic organization as ours could have found itself in a position to have such an upheaval in 1959. The value of history is not only to tell us what happened, but if we pay attention to it, we can avoid having difficulties like this in the future. Unfortunately, looking at the condition of the world today, it seems that learning such valuable lessons seem to present problems. It would be helpful to me if you would let me know about any parts of our history that you would like to hear about. You can call me at 510-357-1986 or send me a communication through the CCB office. I hope you are making plans to go to the convention in Fresno in October. Hopefully we can have the same wonderful publicity and welcome as we got in 1999.